It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. In January 2023, the Lac des Flambeaux Band of Lake Superior Chippewa barricaded four roads on their reservation after a decade-long dispute with the town of Lac des Flambeaux. While the tribe and town reached a temporary deal to lift the blockades, they're still no closer to a permanent solution. Yesterday, we heard from tribal officials. Today, Danielle Kading tells us how that feud is affecting homeowners and sowing division among those living on the reservation.
This is East Ross Island Lake Lane.
That's Dennis Pearson. He's driving a UTV down one of the roads that was blocked by the Lac des Flambeaux tribe last year.
So from that stake to that stop sign is the tribal land.
The right-of-way on the road crossing tribal land covers about a fifth of an acre, and it's been a decade since the easement expired. Just down the road is the driveway to Pearson's home. He and his wife, Rachel, live there year-round. Pearson loves the place, but he says their home's value has dropped by 76% since the road closures last year.
We plan on being here, you know, until our full intent was to pass it on to our kids. I mean, right now we don't have a choice. We're locked in, right? We can't sell it. You know, nobody's going to buy it.
And he's not the only one. Mike Hornbostel says his home's value is listed as nearly $500,000 on the real estate website Zillow, but it's now worth roughly $69,000 after the road closures. Through the barricades, Hornbostel says he thinks the tribe sought to decrease the value of people's homes in a bid to get land back.
I don't think there'll be a resolution because the tribe doesn't want a resolution. They want us gone.
Tribal President John Johnson Sr. says it's not that they want homeowners to leave. He says the tribe wants the town to pay for past mistakes. If homeowners ever decide to move on, Johnson says the tribe would like to negotiate with them to pay the fair market value of their homes.
That's how we want our land back. We're not just going to go in and take it and rob you and deny you access. That's not what we want to do.
The dispute has strained relations between town and tribal officials. Around 3,600 people live on the Lac des Flambeaux Reservation in northern Wisconsin, and there is often a clear gap in wealth between the homes owned by non-tribal members and those elsewhere on the reservation. Federal data shows 20% of people on the reservation live in poverty. Some tribal elders support the tribe's decision to close the roads, including former tribal president Tom Molson Sr. Even so, Molson criticized tribal leadership for communicating with the town through letters rather than sitting down to resolve the dispute. He says he doesn't want to see his non-tribal friends leave or be bought out of their homes.
People got to start to talk, because if we don't talk, then we're not going to get any resolution whatsoever.
The dispute has resulted in multiple lawsuits, and some elected officials have called for mediation. Johnson says his door is always open, but he says local leaders aren't talking to the tribe due to the ongoing litigation. That's likely to change now that the town board has voted to reduce monthly payments to access roads beginning in July. As time passes, the dispute has taken its toll on the community. Pearson says he used to spend a ton of time on the reservation, but now he avoids the grocery store and casino. He says he only passes through on his way to and from work.
There's a lot of bad blood and hard feelings out there on both sides.
Homeowner Mary Poussine says she understands the anger and resentment that tribal members feel after historic federal policies broke up tribal lands and sold them to non-Native residents. She says Congress needs to solve it.
It's up to them to legislate a solution to this that gives people peace of mind that they're going to be able to get to their properties, and the tribe is going to be compensated for what's going on here on this reservation.
Poussine says the federal government should offer money or land to the tribe. Thompson, the tribe's vice chair, says they would consider accepting land to offset the cost of damages from the town's trespass on tribal lands. Tribal officials say they need to start respecting one another to reach a resolution. As the dispute drags on, Johnson says the tribe is standing firm.
We're not going to be bullied. We're trying to protect our lands, and that's all we've ever wanted.
Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.